Broadcasting live from the Lower Roswell Road in South Marietta Zaxby's Studios in Cobb County, it's time for Cobb Business Radio, spotlighting and highlighting business leaders in our area.
Hello, hello, hello. How's everybody doing today, Cobb County? This is Cobb Business Radio X, and this is the health segment with your host, Marcus. And I'll let my co-host introduce herself.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Leif. I'm a health coach, and we're going to enjoy the show today, Marcus. Let's do it.
Yes, we are. Okay, so today we have two wonderful guests. I named the topic of this show, The Children Are Our Future. So, and why did I do that? Because we have my good friend Rico Lowe from Little Sports, and we also have Will Johnson from Sports Youth Fitness. Now, both of these guys work with kids, health, fitness, training kids, and taking them to the next level. Okay, I did that wrong. All Sports Youth Fitness. I'm looking at what I got. Okay, I'm sorry, but here we go. We're good to go. All Sports Youth Fitness is Will Johnson's business. That's the name of his company. So, guys, let's just jump right into it. We'll start with you, Will. So how did you get into this business and why did you choose working with kids?
Well, I got into the business by first being a parent. Mm-hmm. And I have an older son who's 22 years old now, who's in college, in his fifth year in college because he redshirted the first year.
Okay.
As a parent, you generally get into sports because your child's in it, and then you become a volunteer coach.
Okay, awesome.
As I became a volunteer coach, you start to see certain trends and start to see behaviors, and you start to want to try to get into the realm of trying to get the training as far as your son and then the team. Mm-hmm. And then as I got into one aspect of basketball for 7 years, then I transferred to another area, which was an area of the kids who was not as athletic of the kids I had before. So mm-hmm. in the beginning, I was winning by 30. And then when I switched to another side of town, I was losing by 30.
Okay.
So I was trying to understand why was I losing in that manner.
Okay.
And it's because of physical attributes in that particular area. So when I saw that, something sparked.
Okay.
And then another idea came, and then All Sports came.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Mm-hmm. So when you're working with these kids, like, what's the thing like you're trying to get out of them, or like what's your biggest thing when you're training them? Like, what are you trying to get out of them, or what are you really trying to show them? Is it more is it the fitness thing, or is it just their mental strength and just trying to teach them to be mentally strong? Or
it's both. It's a journey. When you're doing fitness mm-hmm. training or strength training or resistance training and dealing with the youth, it's a journey. Uh-huh. So in the beginning, what kid wants to do fitness? Exactly. What kid wants to work out? What adult really wants to work out every single day? Okay. So for me, it's basically instilling a seed inside of them.
Okay.
I know the end results as well as the parents know the end results, even though they may not see it at that particular moment because that's their child. But for me, the end result is plant a seed, and then down the road, that seed will germinate and then harvest into something greater. Awesome. So in the tense, it's mentally strong, mentally challenging, because now you got to go through a situation where your body's not used to doing something mm-hmm. to the point where your body becomes strong at that particular exercise or physical activity that they're doing. And then they become a different person or a different being or developing that body or that vessel.
Okay.
So the end result is for them to become a better athlete or a better person as it comes to physical activities.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to charm in a little bit, but you probably also, your intent is for them to develop the lifestyle.
Correct.
To be able to continue this as they get older and pass it on to their children and family members. Is that correct?
Most definitely. Most definitely. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, when we grew up, and I don't want to speak my age here, but I'm mm-hmm. up there.
We all run the same.
But we were doing fitness because we were outside running around, playing hopscotch, mm-hmm. Free fall football, basketball at the park. I remember being at school, our lunch times,
yeah,
or our recess was outside playing football.
Outside.
And we were like coming in sweaty, you know, smelly. Mm-hmm. But the kids now, they don't get that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this particular program, or a lot of the program that's dealing with the youth, I know that underpainting is based on the way they grew up, and then trying to inject it to the kids right now for them to have an active lifestyle. Cause now the kids do not have that. Some do, some don't, because they've been bombarded by, media, mm-hmm. TV, of course, you know, the phones, iPads, and things of that nature, which is understandable, and video games as well. So, definitely, to answer your question, Lee, we definitely want to have an impact as far as their lifestyle with the program.
Absolutely. So, Rico, let's jump to you. Rico, your company is Little Sports. You also work with the youth. So why the youth for you, and how did you get started?
It's been a lifelong family tradition. Me growing up, parents, my uncle was my phys ed coach from elementary to high school, who also is my football coach from high school. And I attended his summer camp when I was smaller. From that standpoint, I went on and took it to, I was a counselor. So when I turned 17, I was teaching kids sports from that end of it. Then we went to college. And when I started playing football at college, staying on campus for the summer, I started going with the football camps. When I got done, I stayed into the industry, but I was working for adults with health clubs. But I've always had my niche with kids from coaching. So about 3 years ago, I decided, I was watching at our health club where I know Marcus from, watching kids play tennis. And the idea came to me and said, you know what? How do we get them involved without being too serious? Mm-hmm. So we started focusing on kids from 2 to 6 years of age, preschools and daycare.
Mm-hmm.
So when we go in, our number one factor is fun.
Mm-hmm.
As we allowed to hear, kids don't go out and play anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The exercise is not exercise. When you play football, basketball, baseball in an organized sport, you're standing around and learning. So there's no activity.
Mm-hmm.
So when we go in, our program is 30 minutes. The first 15 minutes is stretching, jogging, and we use little Dyna bands to make sure they're having fun, mm-hmm. all set to music.
Mm-hmm.
So they get that course to where they know how to jog, motor skills. And then the second 15 minutes, we're teaching them all the sports of football, basketball, baseball, but it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
So as they get older, when it comes to their knowledge, oh, this was fun, we had a good time doing that, without the pressure of being who's successful, who's not successful. So we work on the aspect of motor skills, introducing all sports from lacrosse to tennis, as well as working on their coordination.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our basis of where we want to go. And then when we turn them over to the organized sports, it won't be a job, it will be fun.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So hey, I know what that was. We kicked, we threw the football. Mm-hmm. I had fun doing it, as compared to being put in something. It's like, now it's a job.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's not work, it's not exercise, it's play.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what I just gathered from what you were saying was, the kids you work with are what age group?
2 to 6.
And how about you, Will?
Go from K through 12.
K through 12?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome.
What institutions do you guys use or work in to reach your children?
Well, what we do is there's Company Kids, Kids for Kids, Vining's Creative Learning Center. So I'm mobile. So instead of you having
to go into daycares?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
we set up the tables. We set up the exercise area.
Mm-hmm.
Get my kids out of class,
mm-hmm.
take them back to class. Once it's over, move to the next school. So it cuts mm-hmm. out the middleman of the parents having to be picking up, dropping off.
Mm-hmm.
So while they're there, just as we
they're
were
working out
mm-hmm, in elementary school.
In mm-hmm. the schools. That's awesome.
It's in the school. Okay.
And we just learned and came up with a 12-week yoga for the pre-K kids.
Oh, beautiful.
Awesome.
Right up
that
my alley.
So awesome.
Nice.
That vinyasa flow. So the kids love it. I mean, the older ones, the small ones, it's hard for them to focus, but that pre-K kids,
mm-hmm.
you know,
they
how to
do it.
Taper. Oh, it's lovely.
Yeah.
I don't teach it, but I take it.
Okay.
That's
all right.
Awesome.
And which facilities do you use, Will? Where are you at?
Right now, we're at the Fair Oaks Recreation Center, which is in Cobb County, Marietta and Cobb County.
Okay.
And, That's for our basketball facility. But right now, we're as far as for the fitness facility, we currently work out of International Academy of Smyrna for the mm-hmm. after school program, which is mm-hmm. strictly a fitness program. And I'm also looking at another location. I'm targeting a couple of locations so I can do the Vertimax sports training.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So do you guys just focus on the training part of it, or do y'all like recommend like nutrition, food, and what the kids should eat? Do y'all talk about that at all?
Well, nutrition is a heavy component of it, and that's why we have companies such as Live with Bliss,
mm-hmm.
and that's why we tend to lean towards that expertise for as far as the nutrition component, because at the end of the day, with the All Sport Company, we stay in our lane.
Okay.
We understand or understand that that is a big component, but we leave that to the experts, such as Leif Harrison.
Absolutely.
Yes, like sir. We are working on something right now. I'm putting some stuff together on how student athletes should get their nutrients and their calories, because they do work out a lot, you know, especially when they're in the teenage age and they're growing, puberty hits. Yep. So they need to eat a little different than, you know, me in my 40s trying to lose some weight.
Exactly, yeah. Got to be able to rebuild that body after they do those workouts.
Right, right.
Absolutely. Okay. So I was reading an article the other day, and the name of the article was called Generation RX. In the article, it was saying that a lot of the kids today, this new generation of children coming up, won't outlive their parents because they're not as physical, and they don't, like Will was saying earlier, they don't get outside like we used to and run around and ride the bikes. I think it's more of just being on the phone and playing on the iPads. And I was just wondering, what do you guys think about that? Or do you have like any recommendation on just like, so when these kids are not in your program, like how can we get these kids back outside?
Well, it's going to take a collective effort. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons why All Sports is here is for that reason. And it's a very deep topic, because you got what we call programming. Mm. Let's take, for instance, Thanksgiving Day.
Okay.
If I start the morning, get a breakfast, and then I'm waiting for that dinner, right? And then from 12 o'clock until 8 o'clock, you got football. And you're eating all day, and you're entertained all day, meaning that your body will be sitting there all day doing nothing but intaking mm-hmm. food. Right now, our kids are doing the exact same thing, meaning that when they go to school, they're not getting the nutrition that they need in the school system, because the school system is have to cut corners as far as cut costs as far as their food program. I mean, the federal government may pay for a certain part of that food program, but there may be like $1.25 left over, and who pays for that? Mm. So you generally get food that have high sodium, mm-hmm. Which is a metal mm-hmm. that you put into your body.
Yep.
And then also, too, you're getting potato chips, things like that. And it's very expensive to have vegetable matter or food that's, I would say, live food or right. organic food, things like that, in that manner. Mm-hmm. But when you start ingesting all this different food, and you go home, and then when you go home as a child, if you're an introvert, you don't like to go outside, can you see yourself just sitting inside all day to yourself, eating bad food?
Comfort food.
Comfort food.
Yeah.
While you're in your own confines, looking at YouTube, video games, TV shows,
yes.
And over a period of time, can you see that you're not being active? But mm-hmm. that's a lifestyle, right? That's a mm-hmm. lifestyle. And that has to be addressed. But collectively, we all have to put our brains together or our minds together to address these issues, create these after-school programs or create programs that address it from pre-K or preschool. Mm-hmm. And these particular programs, if we can get guys in here that can basically address it at that level, and then at the middle, the primary level, and then address it at the middle school level, and then the high school level, then we can see that it will turn around. But until then, and we don't come together, it's going to continue to keep perpetuating the issue. Mm-hmm. You're going to start seeing kids falling off with heart attacks at a young age, because mm-hmm. I'm seeing it now. I have a couple people from my hometown that's dying at a young age.
Yeah.
And it's disease. Mm. And where are the disease coming from? It's all the processed foods. Mm-hmm. And we know this, but mm-hmm. we still eat the foods.
Yeah.
The tater chips. I love tater chips.
Addictive.
I love cookies.
It's addictive.
I'm sorry about that. Two factors that, going back in our day, we ate Pop-Tarts, Captain Crunch. But the side point was we're outside from the sun up to sundown.
Mm-hmm.
We rode our bikes. I've had the blessing of following the footsteps of my family being active. So my father played flag football when I was growing up with my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids tagged along.
Mm-hmm.
So we were over here playing while they're playing. Then he opened the gym up for the older people in the mornings on Saturday. So the kids tailed on their kids while they're playing adult basketball. Then they played slow pitch softball. So it was just a given nature for all of us in our age groups. So what we have to do is we have to train our parents to be active also, because if kids are watching their parents on the computer, that's what they do. If kids are watching their dad eat potato chips and fried food, that's what they do. No matter what we do with them for an hour or after school, they're still going home and watching their parents. So when I talk to my parents, I give the kids homework. They're going to go home and do 10 burpees with their parents, 10 push-ups, 10 jumping jacks.
Yeah.
So here's your homework.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. Do y'all like give out like homework?
Definitely.
Or do this, you know, when you're not here, like things you can do at home?
I try to send out an email of what the week program is, because each week we do a different program. We take a hopscotch and we work on colors and numbers to where it's not just a 1, 2, 3, 4 or just a red, blue. We pick out that to work on cognitive skills as well. But when they go home, this is what their homework is for their parents to work with. Whether they have to go for a walk around the neighborhood or something that makes them want to work with their parents so the parents keep them going as well. Because what I do for a half an hour to 40 minutes once a week, it takes 7 days for it to come back again. The parents might keep them home. Giving them potato chips, Pop-Tarts, or whatever it's going to be, Chick-fil-A or French fries, that we have to educate that as well. So I think that the kids are just the pawns, but the parents and the teachers are the ones that just want to push them through that we have to work with.
So I have to ask, since I'm big into health and wellness and I'm very passionate about it, I have a son myself. Will is actually my son's trainer. Over the years, since you guys have been both in business for quite some time now, how have you seen the change in obesity? Give me some figures. So let's say 10 years ago, how many kids in your programs were obese compared to now?
I've been with kids that I had 1 out of 10 that were obese 10 years ago.
10 years ago? What is it now?
Now, if I had to take a kid in my class, I'm taking 4 to 5.
Are you serious?
Just because that... I've had a kid that didn't know how to jump rope. So when they come in the preschool level and you're like, okay, let's jump rope, and they're looking at me and I'm looking at them and I'm thinking, hold on, who doesn't know how to jump rope from a pre-K level? But again, is I have to realize that 10 years ago, exercise was a premium for kids, for teachers, for schools. Now it's just an elective. Okay. If you play football, that's your phys ed class. If you're on a basketball team, that's your phys ed class. So that's what we do as compared to saying, put your shorts on for an hour. We're playing volleyball, soccer, football, basketball. You had to go and do your physical fitness test to get your little patch. So that's my next step. I want to work with the kids is they have to learn how to do a broad jump. So by the end of the year, here is your physical fitness patch. You do 10 push-ups. You do jumping jacks. If you achieve all that, then you have your patch. You qualify.
That's awesome, man.
Have you come across, and I'll let you talk in a second, but have you also come across other diseases in children?
Well, with the food they're eating, everything comes up. I mean,
diabetes already in children?
I haven't seen many diabetes. I've seen a lot of overweight, and I've seen sickness come in handily. I mean, over and over and over again. You know, you get sick one time, but then all of a sudden you come back. Third or fourth time they're out, you know, undergoing class because they have some kind of cold or something going on. And again, it's a breakdown because of the foods they eat.
The immune system is weak.
And the lack of activity. So everybody that I deal with, my kids, you know, I try to keep them involved, not just one day a week, but 2 or 3 by giving them extra activities as well. And, you know, we're trying to plan it to where we're going to go to ASPs. So while they're at elementary schools, we do the same thing, but after school as compared to the pre-K in school. So I'm working with Cobbs. I'm working with Fulton County to get on their vendor list that we can roll out and do yoga and do the little sports from adult, you know, like you said, from an after school program for an hour as compared to half an hour for the smaller ones.
That's awesome, man.
So, Will, as far as obesity goes for you, you've been around this for a long time with your older son.
Right.
Especially on basketball teams and athletes.
I had two cases that, unfortunately, I couldn't really dig into deep because they needed much more than what I was offering. It seems as though we don't have the resources for those kids. You have LA Fitness for the adults, but LA Fitness don't let kids
come in. Right. That's true.
So one of the main things that we are really wanting to team up with anybody out there who really wants to team up. You need facilities for these kids. And these facilities don't need weights. We just need things to help them recreate their childhood adolescence and create fun, loving activities. Now, the two kids that I have, one is he's in college right now, and he's about 6'8", he's probably at least 300 pounds right now.
Oh, wow.
I mean, his father's a doctor, his father's a nutrition, he loves exercising, but he just cannot get his son to turn that corner. When I was training him, he was doing good, but then he'd go away. Then his father bring him back, and it's like, I have to start all over again, but it was 10 times worse. Then he'd do good, get his numbers right, then he'd go back. And he's one of those kids that's very smart, going to be a lawyer, very intelligent, but his father knows, his mother knows, and I know one day that that health is going to catch up with him.
Absolutely.
And he's a great kid, but he doesn't want to do fitness. It's too much pain. But he was doing well, but it was just too much pain. That, and also, too, the discipline to eat right.
Yeah, which I think is the hardest part, man. That food is so addictive.
That's the main thing. It's the
horrible.
Diet.
Yeah,
to lose weight, it's the diet. You gotta adjust your diet. My second case was a young man who, again, he was seventh grade. The kid was about maybe 5'8", 225 pounds.
That's
not good. Ooh. Very intelligent, very good kid. We was on our 4th, 5th month. He's losing weight. His body composition was doing good. The next thing you know, the winter hits. We don't have a place to go because in the summertime and in the fall, we can run outside. And then in the wintertime, I mean, I do a lot of sports training or basketball training, but there's nothing there for a kid that's obese. So then he fell off. So I can imagine now where he's at this particular moment. So I've only seen two cases that was really like, I really wish I could have used them as a prototype, but I know there'll be the others.
You know, so my son plays sports. We're heavy into basketball. And what I have been noticing just over the last, let's say, good 5 years is that the sports teams, especially AAU, in order, because it's such a big pressure just to win, and it's politics in the making, that they recruit these big kids and feed them mentally like, oh, you're a great player because you're 300 pounds and you're only 11 years old. You're going to be a superstar, but you're going to be this big rock who's going to run all these other kids over. And therefore, we're going to win. So that they're almost feeding into these kids and abusing them mentally to use their physical disadvantage, really, because this kid, in my eyes, is going to have a heart attack when he turns 15, keeps running up and down this court. I'm actually disgusted by it because I just think it's just you as a coach, even though you just volunteer, but you have your own kids. And then you stand on the sideline and you are, you know, 300 pounds heavy. Like, how is that going to work?
Well,
I think it's not right.
It's definitely not right because the sports were designed to have fun.
Correct.
And when you first start, when they're 4 years old, there is no fun. You know, everything has to be structured as compared to saying, let me take these eight-year-olds out, nine-year-olds out, put 10 on 10. I'm not even going to touch them. Just let them have fun. A friend of mine who played NFL football, a guy named Tyrone Poole, his son is not even playing tackle football. His son is playing flag football. He won't let him play tackle football until he gets into junior high. And he's not it's an advantage because all the skills he's learning, he's running constantly. The exercise is constant running as compared to when you have the helmets and uniform on, play, stop, whistle, play. And so there's no real exercise. So he taught me, and I'm like, you know, that's a very smart idea. Let's bring it back to where it's just fun.
The basics, yeah.
And they'll stick with it a lot longer as compared to, I think there's a study that said those that start 5, 6, and 7 and it's that structured, by the time they're 17, 70% stop playing. They just burned out.
Right.
They don't, you know, it's to the point where they don't want to keep doing it. I've seen a couple of kids that are at University of Kentucky that went there and on football scholarships from Walton, that but a sophomore year, they're done.
Right.
You know, and it's a situation to where they get to where it's a job, it's no fun. And that's where we have to bring and infuse the fun back into the sport and not take it serious until they're in high school to where now they can take it mentally and deal with it. Mm-hmm. But when you're 6 or 7 or 8 years old and there's that much pressure, nobody wants
right.
to.
And these kids might check out once they hit 12 or 13 and be like, I'm done. I don't even want to play anymore. But I was also coming really that I think a lot of parents and coaches are pushing like, ooh, obesity is great because I can use you as my linebacker or as my big center guy on a basketball court. You're going to crush all the kids out there instead of telling them, listen, you need to lose 100 pounds. You are obese. This is not healthy. So where is this going? Where, I mean, this is really, to me, ethically wrong.
It has to get back to the parents. I don't care coaches because the parents have the final say so.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to stop by Chick-fil-A and McDonald's and Burger King, I know you're in a hurry, but just like those that are trying to lose weight, you cook for the week.
Mm-hmm.
You do your meal planning on Sunday.
Yeah, your preps.
And if you get the kids eating that, they won't know about mm-hmm. McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, Taco Bell, because you're not giving that. You're giving them fruit, no potato chips.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we try to appease a child any way possible, whether it's through video games or whether it's through fast food,
mm-hmm.
that then they blame McDonald's, the coaches, instead of taking the responsibility themselves and saying, let's eat healthy and let's feed them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's where we have to start with the parents, educating healthy foods. And from that standpoint, if they start eating healthy, if they're going to be a big child, they'll be a big child. There's nothing mm-hmm. we can do about that.
Mm-hmm.
But being big child obese is not what we want. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Correct. I think there's a big difference in that. Will, do you think the parents are not educated enough or are they lazy?
That's it. They're not educated.
Not educated.
They're just ignorant to what's going on around them. And it's a perpetual situation because they got it from their parents.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. just keep on trickle down effect. And that's why one of the reasons, like even when you and I talk, Lee, I always give you the other insight, the other side of the mirror. Think about it like this. And that's what it is. And that's why even with all sport, one of the main things is to educate the parents
yep.
mm-hmm.
about the whole process of sports activities, and especially, you know, I mean, we still have them basketball. It's like, listen, and I always tell the kids this, if you're not in shape, sports is not going to be fun for you.
Not at all.
Right.
So let's get in shape first.
Yeah.
And I had a client who, this client had her son was really big. He was a seventh grader, but he was probably tipping at like 175. He was about 5'10", but he was good size for a seventh grade. I mean, you can get in there, get a rebound and put your buttocks on somebody. I mean, you could get that all day long.
Yeah.
But she was upset with me because I didn't, you know, curse her son as far as pushing him.
Mm-hmm.
She thought I was being nice to him. I was being too nice, but he was responding. But she felt that he wasn't responding the way she wanted him to respond.
Mm-hmm.
And I explained to her, I said, ma'am, listen, me telling him to run faster, I know he can't run fast because mm-hmm. he is out of shape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he can't bend down because he has his core is
weak. We gotta get there.
Yeah.
But she didn't see that. And this is 1 month.
Yeah.
But again, all it did was confirm, again, education.
Education.
Mm-hmm.
If we can, and I always say this when we do training, if I could just have another room where somebody could just sit down and talk to the parents about what's going on and just give them information about nutrition and childhood obesity and just other things other than them watching their child being a helicopter parent, let's educate them on what's going on. And that way, my conversations or any other trainer's conversation to the parent would be much easier and much more mm-hmm. friendlier and intense.
Mm-hmm.
There are some parents that do listen, but there are some parents that are just so extreme
mm-hmm.
in their expectations of their child. And from us, as far as fitness training, we understand that it takes a period of time for that child to get to their motor skills at a high level. Their flexibility at a higher level. It just takes time. It's not going to be a microwave approach.
Yeah.
This is a long life lasting approach to life. Even as an adult.
Yeah.
Are you running 2 miles?
Yeah.
Can you do this drill? No, you cannot.
Exactly.
Right.
So don't. It takes time.
It takes time.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta build it up.
Same thing with academics.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just learn math in one day. It takes a period of time and you just learn that math.
Exactly. One plus one first.
And to harp on that, you hit it when I talk to people, whether you're adults or children, because, you know, we play tennis, we play squash,
mm-hmm.
we play multiple sports. And I tell people, you don't play sports to get in shape. You get in shape to play sports. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever is going out there and running football. And that's the problem with these kids that are playing sports and basketball. They're just so busy working on skills that there's no conditioning program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got finished basketball, you're working on jump shots, but do you really go out and run and jump and stretch and flex? No, you're that's your sport that they think you're getting exercise and getting shape in.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we try to do is when we teach them that, from the young age, very, very young, that everything is fun and everything should be moving. We do our whole program to music. So when they hear music, my one jogging song in my first portion is the Rocky theme song.
I like this
thing. I set up four cones, and you know that's a very long song. So we start off, they start jogging around the cones, one direction. We freeze it to work their motor skills, listen to directions, turn the other one. Then they start skipping. Then they start hopping. So by the end of the year, they can do the whole five-minute song without being tired. Because their brain's not thinking about, oh, my Lord. It's fun. And if we bring the fun back into it again and educate the same level, the everything will go down on that from obesity to conditioning. But again, is it has to be installed to where everything they're doing is fun, not business, not work, not exercise.
Absolutely.
Because if they're having fun, no matter what happens, they'll say, Daddy, can we go play tennis? You don't have to drag them. Daddy, can we go play squash? Can we go hit the basketball, shoot basketball? But when you see you're dragging your child, oh, here we go. And it appeases the parent, but you don't look at your child because you think you're a failure if your child's not successful.
That's what, exactly.
And so and he hit on the head. Bring them out and let them have fun. Everything else will fall into place. The education will come through. And that's what we have to work from the small age all the way up back to high school to where when they come out, it's all fun. It's not business.
Man, I wish you guys like super success in what you guys are doing, because I just feel like I want both of you guys to be able to expand your business and be able to hire people to go and hit other schools when you can't be there. You know what I'm saying? And be at other places when you can't be there, because there's so many kids that need this. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That really need it. And it's tough out there. And a lot of these parents, like I was talking to a parent not too long ago, and she was like, oh, it's genetics. Genetics? Yeah, it's genetics. Like, I'm big. My mom was big. My mom had high blood pressure. I'm going to have high blood pressure. He probably going to have high blood pressure too. And I'm just like, oh, man. But that just goes back to the education part, you know? It's really not genetics. The only thing that that's happening here is just it's just a pattern. And it's just you did it, so your mama did it, so you're going to do it, and you're going to teach your son to do it. So, man, I really wish you guys the best, and I hope that, you know, I know you will, you know, be able to expand these businesses. And if there's anything that I can do, definitely please let me know, because I would definitely be out there, because we need more people like you in the community, both of you guys building these brands and taking it to the next level so we can reach more kids.
Yeah, I also still have another question in regards to working out, linking with mental health. How important do you think for kids working out is that they're going to get a balance out of it and you know, I don't know, relax their mind or be mentally happier or, you know, well more balanced for the classroom, for home, having better relationships with their parents, maybe possibly because they did exercise. You know, for adults, it's very important. For us, it's our, you know, almost like a meditation factor. You know, we need it. You know, it's almost when you do it on a regular, you become addictive. So how do you see the correlation between children working out, mental health, and
well,
all of that?
It's a study that's shown that if those that do exercise compared to those on exercise, they retain a lot more. I have a cousin who is autistic, and his mother and his father played pro football. So they have him working out to a level of four times a week, and he has responded tremendously. I mean, the brain functions that when you exercise, when you go out, not only just for physical, but for cognitive skills, because again, is you have to think. We take it for granted, but for those that have that mental health, to lift a hand, to do this, to do that, but by exercising, it just speeds things up because the chemicals in the brain start moving faster. But people don't understand, you know, here, take the pill. Here, take the medicine.
The magic pill.
The magic pill. Take the blue pill. But if you put them in, you know, again, music is another study that's shown as well that it helps the ones with the autistic or ADD, whatever happens. But, yeah, they need to get them in 3 to 4 times a week exercising because by doing that, it stimulates the brain's capacity to move and to grow as well. But if you just stay stagnant and start giving pills and medicine, we all know that what happens there.
Yes.
Okay.
Also, too, when you – It's like a vehicle, and our bodies are vehicles.
Absolutely.
And if you flush it all out, all the bad components, the things that's causing your body to slow down, and if you start putting good nutrients into your body, good clean water, great vitamins and things of that nature that can help you vibrate at a higher level, and then you integrate that with physical activities and things that can help you increase your heart rate, and the next thing you know, you start getting a whole new different vehicle. Mm-hmm. And then with that, when that happens, then you start getting that confidence. Mm-hmm. You start to be mm-hmm. more alert. You start feeling good about yourself. You start walking different. People start complimenting you on your body, your face, how you look, and you're just looking like, and I tell the kids this all the time. I'm like, man, listen, if you just work on your body and you just clean up that diet, I said, you will start getting a different response from the other side. If it's a female, it's the male side. If it's a male, it's the female side. I said, trust me, it will happen.
That's awesome. It builds that confidence up in it, too.
Yeah, for self-esteem. Yeah, sure.
And with that, that's what we're trying to go after. Mm-hmm. That's what we're looking at. Because it just start with something basic and simple. I mean, we get to the science of it all. And I mean, a lot of kids don't understand the science. Mm-hmm. We do, as all adults, we do. But the kids have to speak to them on a level. Like, listen, if you do this, this is going to happen. You're going to be able to jump higher. Yeah. But here it is again, the pain. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have to explain the pain, because in the beginning, there's pain. You know, it's going to, I don't want to do these push-ups. I don't want to do this. I don't want to run. Yeah. Coach, do we got to run? Yes, just run it. If you can't run it, just walk, run, jog, whatever you want to do, right?
Right.
Over a period of time, when they start doing that, right, then at the end, maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks, they into it. The next thing you know, coach, I didn't stop this time. I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not hard.
It's not
a rocket science. You just got to continue to be consistent doing it. Mm-hmm. And the result is from the pain, there's the rewards.
Absolutely.
You can jump higher. You can run faster. You know what I mean? You can think quicker. You start looking
around.
You're going to look better. Your muscles are bulging. Your pecs are popping. And your
biceps
is just going crazy.
Yeah.
Then they start feeling, even my son, I got an 11-year-old. At one point, he was going to the fifth grade. He was 130 pounds. I'm looking like, how did this happen?
Yeah.
I had to leave him alone because, you know, I'm in the gym all the time. I'm doing sports training, and he was in the gym, and he told me one day, Dad, I just want to be a kid. And I'm like, you know what? Okay. Fine with me. I'm not going to push you. But he had the pain.
Yeah.
On a basketball team in a rec league, he was on the bench, and it was embarrassing because he was the Gatorade guy. He would drink all his Gatorade in the first quarter, didn't get in the game, I mean, he was physically, he had the size, but he couldn't run the floor. He was tired, and he had asthma.
Yeah.
Now, there's another thing, he had asthma, but then we had a summer camp. And once we did this summer camp, he was forced to run, meaning that it's required of him to run. Mm. So a whole June and July, and unfortunately, he was my son, so he had to go every day at camp. So 5 days a week, can you imagine getting up at 6 or 7 in the morning as a kid? Your summer has been spent running and jogging and dribbling a basketball, but the result was high performance. Mm-hmm. Body weight drops, body fat drops, BMI drops, right? And then your athleticism increases. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden now, his body now is looking like, man, dude, you're kind of nice, kid. Yeah, your body is on point. Yeah. And now he's playing basketball at a high level. And this is a kid who didn't even like basketball 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And now we're getting calls from coaches that want to, you know, put us on a basketball team. But now I'm really at the point where now I'm like, no, what? I'm controlling this ship.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to decide what team we're going to play for and where we're going to go. And no, we're not going to nationals because I don't want to spend the money to do that. I'd rather spend the money investing in his skill set versus mm-hmm. going on the road. Now, certain mm-hmm. parents can do that. You need that. That's fine. That's right. And that's good. But what we're going to do, we're going to make sure our body is right. I'm not going to burn him out because we do have that, because we did it with our oldest son. Mm-hmm. We started from first grade all the way to college.
I'm about to drop my daughter off at your house.
I know.
But it works in the different extreme ways. But I'm at a point now, I'm much older. My oldest son, it worked.
Yeah.
It really did. It was rough and it was tough because our relationship was kind of fractured because it was like my expectations was too high and he didn't really have a childhood in a sense. But he was a great basketball player. He's dynamite.
Yeah.
But he missed a lot of things. My youngest son, what I did is take my time. It's okay. It's cool. And once in a while, I got to get on him, push him, nudge him a little bit. But now he wants it.
Yeah.
And the only reason why he wants it is because he went through that program where he was working on his body. Mm-hmm. And then once he's following, he was faster. We had to learn how to run.
Mm-hmm.
You ask a kid, do you know how to run? Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. Do you know how to run?
Yeah.
Do you know the mechanics of running?
Yep.
And it's a motor skill that you got to have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can you get your right arm and your left leg together, and then your left hand, your right leg together? Some kids don't know how to run. They don't have the good mm-hmm. posture. They don't know how to heel toe recovery. Mm-hmm. They don't know that. But once you teach them how to run, you take less steps to get to the goal than taking a lot of steps.
Yeah.
If you ever notice a lot of kids run, they run really fast and it's like their legs are, he's gone, but he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
And my youngest son, he takes less steps, but he's tearing into the ground and he's getting to the destination faster.
Awesome.
With shorter steps.
Hey, Rico, I wanted to ask you, with you working with schools,
mm-hmm.
and earlier we talked about how the PE or physical education is not in the schools right. as much as it used to be. Do you find it easy to get your program into these schools, or is it kind of tough?
No, actually, parents want it, you know, because I've seen a lot that do ballet. I've seen a lot that do chess club. But the parents, again, they want their kids to exercise. They don't know how to get them to do that, and schools don't force them to do that any longer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before, you flunked, and you mm-hmm. had to go to summer school to take a gym class, and it was, mm-hmm. like, unheard of. You know, so when we bring it up, parents love it. You know, 45 minutes to an hour of gym class is what they need, learning all the sports, as compared to being pushed into sports.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the number one factor that we come in. We don't say you win or lose in basketball, pick up aspect of it. Let's shoot. Let's play. If you desire and you love it more, then we get you into a serious level to where you're going to go in and start taking it to a serious level with coaches over here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But our basis of what we do is everything is going to be at a fun level.
Mm-hmm.
Floor hockey. What's floor hockey?
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of it. Okay, here's a stick. Here's a ball. Go hit it. You know, we're not going to teach a technique. There's a goal. You just try to put in the goal with your mm-hmm. team, and you play back and forth. Here's a volleyball. Here's a lacrosse stick. Here's a squash.
Mm-hmm.
So as they learn more and more sports, it's fun. And then when they go home, hey, Dad, you know what? I played squash. What is squash? You know what? I've taken one of my preschools to Midtown.
Oh, really?
And I got them to do the rock climbing wall, but I also got them to watch squash because mm-hmm. they've never seen squash before. And I'm very big in squash. And a friend of mine, she works with the underprivileged kids in a squash program called A+. And these kids fell in love with it, mm-hmm. you know, in a court, hitting the ball, hitting the stick. No rules, just hit the ball, see if you can hit it one time. And by the amazement, when it got finished, the parents were like, how do I get my child to sign up for squash?
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, the ones that know about it, but you can't make a kid do something. If you do, they're there, but like he was saying, they gotta want it. They mm-hmm. gotta keep calling you and asking you. So when we do our after school programs, all we do is introduce them to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 10, 15, 20 minutes of exercise to warm up. And then here's your sport for the day.
Mm-hmm.
We work on that sport for 6 weeks. It's all fun. We move on to softball. We move on to hockey. We move on mm-hmm. to baseball. So they're getting it to a point where there is no win or lose consequence.
Okay.
And that's the number one thing at a young age. If there's consequences and they lose, they don't want to be involved anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is not fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a very advocate of youth and the CYOs because there's no pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You just go out and perform the way you want to perform, as you said with your son. And when he falls in love with it, then we take it from that level till we go to another level mm-hmm. to where you turn him over to somebody who's more serious.
Yeah, mm-hmm. so it sounds like it need to start at little sports, and then little sports sends him over to all sports, and all sports gets you to college. And
there
then,
you go.
But like you said, is if we can educate the parents on the nutrition aspect of it.
Man.
That's where I come in.
Yes.
And then we send you to leave.
Yep. And me and Marcus, you know, we coming together. We have
I'll bring you some juices.
Exactly.
I'll bring you some juices.
His juices is amazing, you know. Again,
Popeye's muscles. Yep.
When he first started that, you know, you're like, what? Get out of here. You know, I'm like, juice. You know, juice, 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 juice. And I'm like, because I went from 300 pounds down to about 200.
Yeah. I watched him melt that off, too, playing squash and tennis.
That's liquid gold, what Marcus is producing. Juices.
And 90%, like you said, was my diet.
Mm-hmm.
The exercise is great.
It's all.
I got tired. I was like, okay, every Sunday, 10 chicken breasts, broccoli, asparagus. I did the juicer, but then all the pulp was gone.
Mm-hmm.
So then he's like, just take the whole thing and just grind everything up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay, no problem. So
his
business got me going. I put a little bit back on again, but again, is I spread it with the kids about the diet, and that's the number one thing of all. If you can do eat healthy, and you'll lose the weight with no problem, and then the exercise will take care of itself.
Yeah. I have heard another question too.
Go ahead.
Would both of you offer like either one-on-one training in somebody's home for the children, and what do you think about children working out with their parents together?
Love it. I mean, I'm a proponent. Whatever a parent does, we know the child's going to follow.
Okay.
If they sit there and watch, you know, if he's, like you said, sitting up with a bag of Lay's and watching TV on Thanksgiving, the son is sitting right next to him, dipping in the bag also. if you see me go out for a run, or you see me go play tennis, and you tag along and you're sitting there, I would say the chances are 90% that your child would want to play tennis also.
Exactly.
Without being pushed.
Yep.
You know, they're dragging a little racket along with you. But if you do it together, it builds a relationship. It builds a bond between the parent and the child. That you won't have normally, because most parents would just turn them over to Marcus. Marcus, you go train them and then they come back.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, because you don't spend time with children anymore, you pick them up, drop off, pick them up.
Man.
So if you train with them, you build that relationship, you have communication.
Right. It'd be fun, right?
That's
It'd
number
be fun.
One thing.
A better parent children relationship, too, yeah.
You learn from both sides.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll start learning your child of what they're capable of, when to push them. Like he said, it took him from his first child to learn from his second child.
Yeah.
And most parents don't learn that. You know, they're okay. That's how my parents had me. That's how I do it. And I learned my lesson when I got to coach my two younger brothers in football.
Mm-hmm.
My coaching style was in your ear, jump down your throat, because that's what was on me.
Yep.
And then my coach came to me and said, son, let me ask you, if you're in the classroom and you're teaching math, you tell Marcus to go up on the board and put the problem on the board, and he does it wrong, and all of a sudden, I just let loose. Are you crazy? What are you doing? How do you feel? So my coaching style evolved to where it's a teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we're playing the game and you mess up, then I'm going to have a different level. But during the week, it's an education process.
Mm-hmm.
And from that time on, that's how I do with kids. Like you said, if they can't run or they don't do this, there's never going to be a screaming aspect of it, because it's learning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you mess up, when we went over it 100 times, then I'll go kind of crazy when it comes on to the point. But other than that, no matter what I do in my classes, everything is a learning experience for the kids.
Okay.
You know, it took me a while to take it for granted, like you were saying. We know how to run.
Right.
But if you never did.
Yeah. What's with you, Will? One-on-one training or parents and kids together? What you think?
I say both. Whatever it takes to get the body right. I like parents and the student as well, because I remember I had Dante training one time,
and I was working out too.
What?
Yeah. Oh,
really? I was on the Vertimax, man.
Oh, yeah.
I did that.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
But it makes it much more funner, because at the same time, the parent could understand that what their child is going through.
Yeah.
Because if you sitting there telling them, you need to run harder, run faster. Well,
let's see you do it.
You get appreciation of what's going on, and it also creates good synergy and good energy with the child and the parent as well.
Absolutely.
So I'm a big proponent of that. I say both ways.
Yeah. I got a question.
Yes.
Do y'all programs run during the summertime as well, or is it just during the school season?
Yes, it's for all sport. We do after school programs. We do after school, in the school, then also evening training as well, and then we do summer camps as well that runs out. So this year, I'm going on my second year.
Okay.
And, it took a minute to build that up.
Okay.
Because the first year I did it, the first day when I had the headline as "You Fitness Summer Camp,"
mm-hmm.
the first day we had four kids. Two of them was my son, my neighbor, my partner, his son, his daughter.
That's usually how it is.
Something was wrong with that marketing scheme. So we got unique and got creative.
Mm-hmm.
And then we said basketball, speed and agility summer camp.
And it's female.
Female, male.
Right. Okay.
And that turned a bigger audience versus a fitness, because I thought why would I? What if you ask a child, do you want to go to this fitness camp?
Mm-hmm.
No. No.
Exactly.
When we said basketball, that was the hook.
That was
the catch to it. And then speed and agility, which parents do want that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the language of it, which was what sparked the difference. And so, like I said before, we have the summer camp. Matter of fact, we year round.
Year round. And you will go to somebody's home too. Somebody requests that, correct?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I love to do that, but I really like to do more group training.
Group training.
Because at home, that's a little bit more.
It's costly, but
But you know, it depends on who you are.
Yeah.
And if I'm coming to your house, you got to be serious.
Yeah. And I think the kids would rather probably be in that group setting anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I know, come to my house, I got my TV over here, you standing over here, my iPad's over here.
It's work.
Yeah. It's like, man, wait a minute.
We have the luxury because we're in the schools. Mm-hmm. You know, okay. I don't have to go out and find clientele.
Okay.
So because once the preschooler graduates, parents still have to work.
Mm.
So what do I do with my kid for the summer? So they're still in the preschool, but they're in the summer school program.
Mm-hmm.
So our field days, our summer camps, mm-hmm. you know,
cool.
the number one thing they love is the field days because, again, three-legged race, tug of war, the mm-hmm. obstacle course, red team, blue team.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And again, it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're done, they're worn out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do concentrate on baseball for 3 weeks, football, basketball, all those as well.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not as serious. We work on motor skills, but they're just having fun
mm-hmm.
and when they get involved.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, my luxury is I don't have to go find anything for the summer. If I want to take off for the summer, I can do that and start school back up again in August.
Mm-hmm.
But some schools need filler space for their kids.
Mm-hmm. So you go all year round.
Mm-hmm. We can. I try to take off June and July. Enjoy myself, you know, have a good time also. But if the schools want the summer school or they want the field day, oh, I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just that when you see the kids have the joy and the laughter and the fun
mm-hmm.
without consequences from their parents telling you that or the coaches telling you that you didn't do this, it's a whole new level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so my joy is their joy
mm-hmm.
of learning how to play tennis or how to play squash or picking something up that they think they couldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
But when they do it, it's just a whole new ball game.
Yeah.
Passion. So awesome. Since health and wellness, and we are both, you know, in eating right and drinking right.
Absolutely.
Water versus Gatorade.
Water.
I personally, I do water, but I try to take half of it and mix it.
Okay.
I pour half of it out because it still has some electrolyte, even though it's not 100% sugar. But it's still, they make it with a 2% now, but I still pour half of it out and mix the other half of water.
Okay.
But I do drink more water. Through the course of a day, about a gallon of water per day.
Okay. Do your kids in your programs have a hard time drinking water, though? Do you kind of like have to educate them on that a little bit?
Well, when you do it at a summer camp and it's hot outside,
you need to drink water.
You want some water.
Yeah.
You want some water.
That's right. That's right. So, I just remember my son's dentist told me, you know, first cavity, and she was like, is he playing sports? I was like, yeah. And she was like, yeah, it's that Gatorade when he's drinking. I was like, oh, my God, she's so right.
Mm-hmm.
She's so right.
Yep.
So much sugar.
But you can't find too many kids these days that will drink water though, like at all.
But
that's not enforced from home.
There you
know?
Go. That's
the number one. Starts at home too.
And it does. They fall for the marketing, TV, Gatorade, Peyton Manning. So the parents my child has to drink Gatorade because Peyton Manning.
Right, exactly.
It's the education of, okay, my child's going to be the next professional. So if Peyton Manning drinks it, I'll drink it.
Yep.
If LeBron drinks it, I'll drink it. And, you know, they don't know what it does, 4 or 5 cups, 3 or 4 times a week,
mm-hmm.
no matter what happens.
Man.
Mm-hmm. I also wanted to ask you guys to share your top 3 health tips for children.
Number one, make it fun. No matter what they're doing, exercise-wise, and make it fun.
Okay.
The second thing is about an hour of activity a day.
Okay. Awesome.
It's got to be a must. And then the third thing is definitely nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to be coming from education also.
Mm-hmm.
So what we try to do is the teachers also have apples, oranges, so we point those out of what they should be eating.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we do. We go to school. So those are my 3 tips. Eat healthy. Make it fun and get about an hour exercise a day.
Awesome. Will?
Also the same thing. Nutrition, which is diet. Then you follow that up with at least 60 minutes of fit. That's the slogan or the campaign that's going on right now. Mm-hmm. Michelle Obama's pushing those campaigns. And also, too, at the end, be innovative and be creative. You can create any type of physical activities that will help you achieve high results.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. What do you think about the Michelle Obama getting into the schools, and do you think it was effective? Do you
Yes, because it sparked awareness. One of the main reasons why I really pushed so hard is because Michelle Obama got into office and she really put it out there. It's kind of like the that window.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like when different presidents come in and they say, fitness is where it is. Like, okay, let's jump that wave and let's
ride
it.
You're right. Because that wave, like, when she, you're right.
Every president does.
Right. So, right. Even though I was already doing that before they got into office, but it definitely made a big spark in that fitness arena. Mm-hmm. To whereas now you see a lot of people out here doing fitness,
which is great.
We need
absolutely.
That.
We do.
We don't have enough
because we in trouble out here with our health right now.
We are
in trouble.
We don't have enough. There, I can't be there for everybody.
That's why I was saying, man, I'm praying for y'all because I want to see you be able to duplicate yourself and you as well.
And that's what we're trying to. That's what all sports trying to do. We're trying to. I got two. College guys that just joined the team, and like I explained to them, this is for the basketball. I can't do this by myself.
Yep.
I can service this kid over here, but there's other sides of town that need the services, but I can't be here and they be over there. The next thing you know, your day is gone.
Yeah.
So we're trying to expand. So whoever wants to join forces, we're open.
Yeah.
All Sports is an open source company.
Y'all heard that.
We want, if you have, listen, we want you, if you're limitless, boundless, creative.
Yes.
We don't want you to have no limits. We don't want you to have no boundaries. We want you to bring yourself and be creative. We want you because it's going to take that to take this thing to the top because our kids are in trouble.
Absolutely.
They are in trouble.
They are in trouble. Man, that article, I'm going to have to share that article with you guys, that Generation RX.
It's amazing. I take it from a different perspective. Instead of them working for me, I'm trying to educate them to create their own.
Okay.
I mean, Gwinnett, Fulton, Henry, there's not enough preschools that I can take a dent in and hit it myself. You know, I want my niche, but I know there's more out there. So I try to take young and up-and-coming people that have that niche for fitness and show them how they can create their own, be an entrepreneur. You know, go to Henry County, take that. Don't come in my Cobb, but go to Henry. You know, you do it. But again, is when they see that they can be productive, they can work with kids. And, you know, I have, one gentleman from Kennesaw that's working with me right now that I'm like, you know what, son, once you get finished here, go run your own.
Start
you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't need $20,000 from your franchise.
That's a great mentorship though, too. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, because there's so many people think that they have to have degrees. Mm-hmm. They have to do this. Once you go through your certifications in fitness, and you want to work with kids, you know what? The sky's the limit in pre-K.
Mm-hmm.
You know, parents want their kids to exercise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only difference is they got to go pick them up at 6, drive across town in traffic. It gets frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can do it while they're there,
mm-hmm.
oh, it's a no brainer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so we're almost coming to an end here in a little bit, but before we finish, I want you guys to share your social media information where people can reach you. How can they get in contact with you? Maybe websites, Instagram, Twitter. Rico, you want to go ahead and start?
My up-and-coming social media, my Twitter account is FGL33 on Twitter. My Instagram, I just started that one, is again, FTL33 on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And then I haven't created a Facebook page for Little Sports yet. So we're working on that.
How can they
get to your personal? Do you mind them getting to your personal one?
You can reach me, at Rico G Lowe at, Facebook.
Okay.
And you can reach me at my cell phone number, 678-525-2428. Or my email is fglow15@yahoo.com. So everything's FGLow.
Awesome.
Okay.
If you're in Cobb County, parents, please reach out to this man.
Yeah, if you own a preschool,
we need
right?
him in all the schools out here.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
All right, Will?
You can reach me at www.a.sport, y.uf.fitness.t.training.com. So ASYFT.com. Also on Instagram, you can reach me at allsport_youth_fitness_TRNG. And also you can look up All Sport Youth Fitness Training on Facebook. And then on Facebook personal page, you can look up Will Johnson, W-I-L Johnson 25. That'd link you straight to me. And also too, Twitter is All Sport Youth Fitness Training on Twitter as well. like I said before, if you want to call me directly, well, you can't call me directly. The business line. The business line is 770-800-1043. One more time, 770-800-1043. If you want to contact me with email, it's Will Johnson, W-I-L Johnson at ASYFT.com.
Awesome. Parents, people, let's please get out here and support these gentlemen. This is, it's very awesome what you guys are doing. I commend you. Man, and just keep doing it. Please keep doing
yes.
it. And if there's anything I can do, man, call me. If y'all doing programs, whatever, y'all need anything, just call me. I'm there.
If you need some speakers, Marcus and I can come and speak to the children about vegetables and juices and healthy nutrition.
Whatever it is.
We might kick out a parent and child yoga with you if that's okay.
I would love to. I am your biggest supporter on that.
I can definitely set it up. With my schools.
I'll be there. I'll be there. I help you organize it. I have some yoga instructor friends, and I will be there for sure. I would love to. And both of you are certified. Mm-hmm. What is your certification in?
ACSM.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is youth fitness?
Yes, I do. Well, regular fitness and youth fitness.
And youth fitness mm-hmm. certification. And Will, what's your certification?
I'm certified in IYCA, which is a youth fitness training and a speed and agility training.
Okay. Awesome.
And this is specializing in youth. I do adults, but I want to play in the market.
Okay. I might need you to get me on my speed, though.
Okay.
Even though when I'm playing tennis, Rico's always like, Marcus,
slow it down.
Slow down. Slow down.
He has a habit of doing 95. You know, it's just a mindset. Everything he does, you know, he thinks he's slowing down, but he's going about 95 miles an hour.
Uh-huh. I'll be trying to slow down.
Uh-huh. That's awesome. Yep. So I think we are coming to an end. You guys, anything else you want to share? Any other top tip? Or I know Marcus and I talked about it. These kids are obviously our future leaders.
Definitely.
So last question for both of you. Where do you see this going? What has to change in order for these children to be able to survive their parents?
Well,
with the health crisis
their
going
parents.
On.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's first and foremost, it's going.
Last big tip.
There is nothing that cannot be done.
Okay.
It can. There's no limits. There's no boundaries.
Things can Absolutely. Be reversed,
right.
obviously,
right.
too.
We have to reverse engineer it. We have to reverse engineer it. And then we have to educate the parents and the masses. Simple as that.
Okay.
And then we need
education.
Yes. And we need more help out here. We need the help.
And where do we go? Into schools?
You have to go back to schools
back
again.
To school.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
The number one issue that the schools, I understand they're worried about academics, but without fitness, there is no health. And when you take that out, kids, again, they'll do what you say they do. Mm-hmm. If you make them take mm-hmm. gym class, they'll mm-hmm. take gym class.
Mm-hmm.
There is no choice but
mm-hmm.
that. And then they'll start to love it. They'll mm-hmm. start to get back involved.
Mm-hmm.
But if you give them an elective to take it, I don't want to take it. I don't want to get sweaty. I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Then they won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it has to get back into school systems to where it's not an elective. It becomes a requirement.
Oh, for mm-hmm. sure. I'm all for it.
And that goes back to voting too, and just getting the right people in pocket to be able to do what we need to do in these schools and get our kids back to where they need to be.
Yep.
So vote, people.
Yeah. And I always, you know, I always talk about work and life balance and how important it is for an adult to take care of themselves. It's called self-care. If you don't exercise, if you don't eat right, if you don't sleep, you are not going to be the great parent you want to be. You're not going to be the great spouse you want to be. You are not going to be the great employee you need to be in order to do a good job. So what we need to do for ourselves, we need to do for our children, obviously, and we need to instill this in them early on so it does become a routine, a habit, a lifestyle, and they are able to pass it on to their younger generations later on as well. So
very true.
Yeah.
Very, very true.
Thank you, gentlemen. I enjoyed you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Awesome. So until the next time.
Until the next time. I'm so excited. This was our first show.
Yay. We'll be back soon.
Very soon.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Have a great afternoon.